亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家下午好。
Dear brothers and sisters, good afternoon.
下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们感谢主哈，这几天丰富的与我们同在。
We thank the Lord that He's been with us these few days.
今天上午我们小组分享的时候。
This morning during our group discussion.
呀，我们的弟兄姊妹的分享都非常非常的好。
The sharing were very good, between brothers and sisters.
那我们当中有一位弟兄，他拿起我们这名片牌子。
A brother who held up his, name badge.
大家看看这个牌子。
And everybody look at your name badge.
Yeah, 我们看到他这个图像是一个荣耀的光环。
The emblem is a glorious, halo.
那它中间呢是一个十字架。
In the middle of it is a cross.
呀，我们感谢主，我们的神把这条让我们进入荣耀的道路给我们显明出来。
We thank the Lord that our God shows us that this is the glorious way.
我们感谢主，好不好？今天下午我们来唱一首《十字架的道路》。要牺牲。
Why don't we sing this afternoon a song called The Way of the Cross Means Sacrifice?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹哈，我们感谢我们的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank our God.
他定义要把我们每个凡是在他名下的人都要带进荣耀当中去。
He's determined all those who are called by his name and to bring us into his glory.
那这几天弟兄们不仅把那个神的荣耀和我们要得到的那个荣耀显示给我们。
These few days, our brothers not only show us its glory and the glory that we must obtain to show us.
他也给我们显示了那条通到荣耀的道路。
They also show us the way that is going to glory.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们一起来唱这一首《十字架的道路要牺牲》。
Brothers and sisters, let us sing together this song.The way of the cross means sacrifice.
好不好？我们先把第一节来唱一遍。
Why don't we sing just the first stanza?
那姊妹帮我们把第一节弹一遍。
May our sister play it once for us. Together, stanza one.
The way of the cross is a
这条十字架路的开始是我们对主那个爱的一个回应，我们愿意把我们献给主。
We know that the beginning of the way of the cross is our willingness.
就像我们的弟兄保罗所说，他说我以神的慈悲来劝你们，把你的身体献上当作活祭。
Just like our brother Paul tells us that I beseech you in the mercies of God, offer yourself your bodies a living sacrifice.
这是特别特别蒙神喜悦的事情。
It is especially pleasing to God.
然后在副歌，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的主问我们三个问题。
In the refrain, the psalmist asks us three things.
第一，你愿不愿意
？First, are you willing?
Yeah. 第二，你是否曾为主背过这个十字架？
And second, are you willing to bear the cross?
第三个，就是你愿不愿意完全地把你自己献给我们的主？
And the third, are you wholly willing to offer yourself to God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们用我们的心把这首诗歌唱一遍。
Dear brothers and sisters, use your heart to sing this once, the hymn once through.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Stanza one.
The way of the cross being sacrificed.
Dear Lord, we indeed are thankful.
你的恩典，你的丰满，实在是在我们这个聚会当中。
Your grace and your fullness is indeed with us.
你把你自己的荣耀显示给我们。
You have shown us your glory.
你也愿意把我们带到你的荣耀当中。
And you desire to bring us into your glory.
你也为我们预备了这一条路。
And you have prepared a way for us.
这是一条恩典的路。
It is a great way of grace.
虽然艰难，但是你恩上加恩的能力。常常地加给我们。
Although difficult, but you give us grace upon grace.
叫我们走天路的时候能够力上加力。
So that we can have strength on this heavenly way.
亲爱的主，我们也知道你要把我们带到荣耀当中。
And dear Lord, we know that you will bring us into glory.
我们今天下午就把我们亲爱的彭弟兄仰望在恩主的手中。
And this afternoon, we commit our dear brother Pang into your hand.
你厚厚地膏我们的弟兄。
May you anoint him richly.
把你的旨意，把你的心意完完全全地发表出来。
May you manifest your will and your purpose.
带领我们来跟随你。
And lead us to follow you.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
下面我们把时间交给彭弟兄。
We hand the following time to Brother Ted.
Does it sound okay? Yeah? Okay. Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹下午好。
And this is, this is my last session with you.
这是我与你们在分享的最后一堂。
But I thank the Lord that you are very patient with me.
我非常感谢你对我很有耐心。
Well, first of all, I think we all know that the theme of the conference is the Lord said that you have been created for my glory.
那我想我们现在都知道了，这次特会的主题就是你们乃是为我的荣耀所造的。
And what the brothers have assigned for me to share on is Psalm 126.
那这次弟兄要给我的任务是分享诗篇第126篇。
You know, I have a secret ambition.
那我有一个很秘密的一个企图。
You know, I want you to love Psalm 126.
我希望你们都喜爱诗篇126篇。
So let's read once again.
我们再读一次。
You know, I'll just read, and my brother, I'll read in English, brother will translate.
啊，我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
You know,那我们就一句一句来，好不好 ？OK. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
126篇，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue filled with rejoicing. Then said they among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them."
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are joyful.
耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
Now, let me comment here. Here the author was talking about something that's already happened.
那头三节，这个作者说已经发生的事情。
And then the Lord, and the author then has a wish for the future.
那然后作者对将来有一个盼望。
And that's the next three verses.
是下后三节。
Turn our, verse four. Turn our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
第四节，耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。
They that sow in tears shall reap with rejoicing.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
He goes forth and weeps, bearing seed for scattering, and he comes again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
And here, the, This time I concentrated on three things in this psalm.
那这一次这诗篇里边我是主要讲了三点。
And the first is Zion.
第一点是锡安。
And the second is turn the captivity, return the captivity.
那第二点是那些被掳的带回。
And the third is in verse, five.
第三点是第五节。
They that sow in tears shall reap with rejoicing.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Yeah, the first afternoon I shared on Zion.
第一堂我讲到西安。
And yesterday I shared on the return of captivity.
第二堂讲到被掳的带回。
And today I wish to share on sow in tears and reap in rejoicing.
今天我要讲流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
And let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。
Lord, we really thank you and praise you for giving this opportunity for us to gather before you.
主，我们真是为这次我们能够在一起聚集，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we know that you have a burden and you have an encouragement for us.
主啊，你真是对我们有一个负担，也对我们有一个鼓舞。
And Lord, I also thank you that you have drawn our hearts to yourself.
主，我们感谢你，因为你再一次把我们的心吸引到你跟前。
So Lord, we pray that your spirit be with us this afternoon.
主，我们就求你今天下午你的灵与我们同在。
And show us what is the sowing in tears and the reaping in joy.
让我们看到什么是流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
That we can really see your glory.
我们就可以真正能够看到你的荣耀。
And see how over the generations people see your glory in their tears.
主要就是看到历代那些流泪的他们是如何看到你的荣耀。
And Lord, we thank you. Be with us. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们感谢你与我们同在，奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that he has shown us, he has given us this Zion.
感谢主他给我们这个锡安。
So when we think about the glory of the Lord,
我们想到主的荣耀。
And especially when we thought about the glory of the Lord and also consider his purpose.
那我们想到主的荣耀和他的旨意或者目的。
We can see that in the time of David, in the time of Isaiah, actually they kind of focused the glory of the Lord on this place called Zion.
我们就看到大卫和以赛亚的时候，主的荣耀就是集中到这个地方叫做锡安。
And then for the last couple two days that you have realized that Zion actually is something heavenly.
那过去两天我们就明白这个锡安是指天上的。
Yeah, it's a heavenly Jerusalem.
是天上的耶路撒冷。
It's where the Lord resides.
是神所住的地方。
It's where his glory resides.
是他荣耀所在的地方。
Those people who have a heart for the Lord, their heart goes to Zion.
那些对神有心的，他们心都向着这个锡安。
And I just want to remind all of us,that this Zion that we are talking about is a heavenly Jerusalem.
所以我就要再一次提醒，我们所讲的锡安乃是指着天上的锡安。
It's not the earthly Jerusalem.
不是地上的锡安。
No, let's take a look. I just want to make sure. So we take a look at Hebrews chapter 12.
我们再看希伯来书第十二章。
And Hebrews. Okay, sorry.Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
And when it says we call people to Zion.
他们就是要招这些人来到锡安。
Yeah, let me see. Verse 22.
第二十二节。
You are coming to Zion, the mountain Zion, the city of the living God, and the heavenly Jerusalem.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑就是天上的耶路撒冷。
And the rest of it I won't read.
剩下我就不读了。
But brothers and sisters, you see.
弟兄姐妹你们看到。
You know, from the point of view of the author of Hebrews.
从希伯来作者的角度来看。
Zion is the heavenly Jerusalem.
锡安乃是天上的耶路撒冷。
So thank the Lord, every time we think about Zion, we have to think about the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以每次我们讲到锡安，我们就想到天上的耶路撒冷。
That means it's a spiritual thing.
那是一个属灵的事情。
That means it's not in the future.
是不是在将来的。
That means it is now.
是现在的。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, when our hearts goes toward the Lord,
当我们的心转向神
and we want to follow Him,
我们要跟随他
we want to go the heavenly way,
我们要走属天的道路
we ended up in this heavenly Jerusalem,
我们就到这个天上耶路撒冷
and we ended up in Zion,
我们就在西安那里
thank the Lord,
感谢主。
So that's the first thing I want to remind you.
这第一件事情我想提醒的
And yesterday we mentioned all these wonderful people in the captivity.
那昨天我们讲到那些被掳之地的那些人的见证。
And do they weep? Yes, they did.
他们有没有哀哭呢？他们有。
And for 160 years, they were in captivity.
160年他们被掳。
And when Daniel thought about the past,
当但以理思考过去
，When Daniel knew that now is the time to go back to Jerusalem，
当他明白现在就是要归回的时候
，Now the first thing he did is come to tell the Lord, Lord, we are sorry。
那第一件事情所做的就是向神说，主啊，我们得罪了你。
For so many hundred years，
多少几百年
，So we have been sin against you，
我们都得罪了你。
And what you have guided us to do， we reject。
你所引领我们要做的我们都没去做
So our forefathers
我们的先辈
Our leaders
我们的领袖
And we
我们自己
We have all sinned against you
我们都得罪了你
And then 80 years later
80年以后
When Ezra brought the second wave going back to Jerusalem
当以斯拉带领第二批回归的时候
While in Jerusalem
他们在耶路撒冷
And Ezra prayed to the Lord
以斯拉向神祷告
Lord, we are sorry.
主啊，我们得罪了你。
Yeah, you so many years ago, you have told us that we ought to follow you.
多年之前，你跟我们讲我们要跟随你。
No, we failed.
但是我们失败了。
You know, Lord, now you have brought us back.
主啊，现在你把我们带回来。
But our condition is not good.
但我们的光景不好。
So he wept.
他就痛哭。
And then Nehemiah wept.
尼希米 也痛苦。
You know, our city now is broken. The walls are broken.
我们的城墙被毁坏。
And the gate is destroyed.
我们的城门也被毁坏。
Lord, you bring us back.
但主你把我们带回。
So we can rebuild the wall.
我们可以重建城墙。
And he wept.
他也痛苦。
But after the whole thing, 52 days later, the wall was built.
52天之后城墙被重建。
Then what happened?
之后发生什么事情
People gathered together before the door.
众人在门前聚集
And then when they heard the story,
他们听到这个故事
When they heard the history,
他们听到历史
They wept.
他们就痛哭
Every single one.
每一个
And then Nehemiah told them,
尼希米说
Do not weep.
不要哭
The glory of the Lord is our strength.
神的荣耀乃是你们的力量
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see, you know, this is what happened at that time.
这个就是当时发生的事情。
And thank the Lord, the Lord's heart is joyful.
感谢主，主的心是满了喜悦。
Remember, brothers and sisters, I'm sure these people, when they saw the joyful heart of the Lord, they have strength.
当他们看到神的心喜悦的时候，他们就重新得力。
Because when the Lord is joyful,
当神喜悦的时候
His glory shines.
他的荣耀就彰显出来。
You know what happened right after that?
那之后发生什么事呢
？They started to they when they read from the law that they should have this festival of booths.
当他们读律法书的时候，他们明白有祝棚节。
So the next day they all gathered together.
所以第二天他们又聚集在一起。
To celebrate the feast of the booth.
他们就庆祝这个祝棚节的那个宴席。
And the Bible said,
圣经说
last time they celebrate the feast of the booth was 1,000 years ago.
上一次他们在吃祝棚节的宴席是一千年之前。
At the time of Joshua.
是在约书亚的时候。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Now these people really saw the glory of the Lord.
那这些人他们真是看到神的荣耀。
And then experience it together.
他们一起来经历。
You know, thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
Now today, I want to go on to share on the soul in weeps.
那今天
soul in tears.
那今天我们就讲流泪撒种。
Dear brothers and sisters, you know, in the past when I every time when I heard this thing. Called Soul in Tears, I thought about, you know, the wonderful missionaries in the past.
那每一次过去我想到流泪撒种，我就想过去那些美好的传道
Yeah, they went, from England to China, they went to Africa and to many places.
那些从英国出去到中国传道去非洲传道的这些传道人。
And then when their story was told,
当他们的故事被传开之后
And then it says the soul in tears.
他们就说他们在流泪撒种。
But this time when I was looking at Psalm 126.
那这一次我在读126篇的时候。
So what I did is I put this term soul in tears in the Bible together in many different places.
那我就把这些流泪撒种的这些出现的词我把圣经都放在一起。
And I think that there's something that I'm missing.
我就发现我错过一些东西。
It's not only the missionaries.
不仅是那些传道人。
Something I'm missing.
我错过一些东西。
So there were so many nights I couldn't really sleep.
有很多不眠之夜。
So finally I decided to do one thing.
最后我决定做一件事情。
I want to see from the Bible.
我要从圣经里面来看。
And all these wonderful people that I knew.
这些美好的人我所看到他们身上。
I want to ask myself the question, did they weep?
我就问我自己他们有没有流泪呢
And then when I did that,
那当我这么来做的时候
the whole thing opened up for me.
整个的事情就向我打开
So I'm honest, I want just to share that with you.
那我就想和你们来分享
You know, I want to share, I limited to three places.
我只想只是限制于三个地方
The first is the Abraham and the Jake and Jacob and Joseph.
第一点就是亚伯拉罕、雅各还有约瑟。
Yeah, do you know that Abraham ever wept?
你知道不知道亚伯拉罕他也流泪呢
He did.
他流泪了。
Okay, this. And then, I wanted to share on Moses and David.
然后我再讲摩西和大卫。
You know, Moses, the Bible didn't say that he weeped.
圣经没说大卫他流过泪。
But Moses suffered for the Lord so deep.
但是摩西是为神受了很深的苦。
No, so I'm not going to say much about Moses, but those are the two people I have thought about.
但是我不会讲太多，但是这是两个人我所想到的。
And then I thought about the time of captivity and return.
然后我在想被掳，然后归回。
You know, this Daniel's story is Ezra's story and Nehemiah's story.
就是但以理、以斯拉还有尼希米的故事。
And that I already shared with you yesterday.
昨天已经讲过了。
And then I went on to think about one thing.
那然后继续我就想到一点。
Jesus wept.
耶稣他也流泪。
Right? So,I was spending some time trying to figure out why the Lord Jesus weeped.
那我就花了一些时间就要看明白为什么耶稣他要流泪呢
So after that, when we come to the New Testament, these apostles and all these stories.
那然后我们来到新约看到这些使徒和他们的经历。
So the Lord drew my attention to Peter wept.
然后主就让我看到彼得流泪。
And the Lord drew my attention to Paul wept.
保罗流泪。
And the Lord drew my attention to John wept.
也看到了约翰他流泪。
So when I look at them,
当我看到这些人的时候
，And I thank the Lord for that.
我感谢主。
These people have gone to something really deep.
他们进到很深之处。
Now I would say using Brother Dana's term.They have gone through something really heavy.
他们用着Dana 弟兄的话来说，他们经过非常沉重的。
As a result,
结果是
the tears, a wonderful experience of them.
这个流泪就是他们奇妙的经历。
So I just want to share that with you.
我只想和你们分享这些。
Hopefully, I'll do that in time.
好，我希望能够在时间之内可以讲。
I promise I'm not going to go over time.
今天我保证我不会超时。
So.Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
You know, the only time the Bible said Abraham wept was when his wife died.
当圣经记载唯一一次亚伯拉罕流泪的时候是当他的妻子去世。
And this is in Genesis chapter 23.
这个是在创世纪第23章。
And when at that time we know that they have been husband and wife so many years.
那个时候他们夫妻已经多年。
I believe that time Abraham was like 140 years.
那我大想亚伯拉罕已经100多岁了。
And Sarah was 130 years.
萨拉是130岁。
It's a little bit, maybe a little bit off, but it's about that.
大概是那么这个数字。
The Bible says, when Sarah died, Abraham wept bitterly.
圣经说当萨拉去世的时候亚伯拉罕哀痛哭嚎。
Originally, I didn't know why.
我一开始不知道为什么。
You know, I almost just read through that, not paying attention.
过去就读过了，也没有注意。
But then when I thought,
我就想
，Abraham's heart was so heavy.
他的心真是很沉重。
Because Sarah died.
因为萨拉死了。
You know, Sarah and Abraham started from very beginning. They didn't have children.
因为亚伯拉罕和萨拉他们一开始在一起，他们没有孩子。
You know, when God's glory of God appeared to Abraham,
当神的荣耀向亚伯拉罕的彰显的时候
，Sarah just went with Abraham to leave Ur.
然后萨拉就和亚伯拉罕一起离开乌尔。
So finally, when they enter into Canaan,
最后他们进迦南之后
And nothing is easy, brothers and sisters.
都很不容易的。
For Abraham.
对亚伯拉罕来说。
You know, Abraham went down to Egypt.
亚伯拉罕下到埃及去。
And Sarah went with him.
萨拉也跟着去了。
Now Abraham said, you know, if people ask you who you are, tell them that you are my sister.
亚伯拉罕就跟他说，如果人问你是谁，你就跟他们讲说，我是他的妹妹。
And Sarah went along.
然后萨拉就也就这么做。
And later, when the Lord promised them a child.
当后来神向他们应许他一个孩子。
At first, the Lord told them that you will, you know, have descendants.
开始神就说你们会有后裔。
Sarah was trying to help Abraham to get somebody to have a child.
然后萨拉就帮着亚伯拉罕，就是帮助也生孩子。
And for, I think for 16 years, the Lord didn't talk to them.
我想大概16年神没向他们说话。
And then the Lord appeared to them.
后来神向他们显现。
And promised them a child.
向他们应许有后裔。
And then about 20 years later,
20年之后
，The Lord said, "Offer Isaac to me as a burnt offering."
要把以撒献上当作燔祭。
Thank the Lord, Abraham went along.
感谢主，亚伯拉罕也跟随。
And thank the Lord that Sarah went along.
感谢主，萨拉他也是同意的。
So all the difficult things,
一切这些的难处
that Abraham went through,
亚伯拉罕所经历
，Sarah was with him.
萨拉他也经历。
So when Sarah died,
当萨拉去世
，Abraham wept bitterly.
亚伯拉罕就那边哀痛哭嚎。
Yeah, and then Abraham said, "I want to do something for Sarah."
那他就说，我要为萨拉做件事情。
You know, I want to find, I want to buy a graveyard for her.
我要为她买一个块坟地。
And to bury her there.
要把她埋葬。
Bury her where?
在哪里呢
？Hebron.
希伯伦。
And then the local people said, "Test to Abraham. Abraham, you are a wonderful person. You can bury her anywhere you want."
当地人说你是个好人呢，你在哪里都可以。
And then Abraham says, "No, I have to bury him in a piece of land which I bought."
他说不行，我必须是在我所买那块地来埋葬他。
So he bought a piece of land.
所以他买了一块地。
In Hebron,
在希伯伦。
That's the only piece of land they have in the whole promised land.
他们这块地就是他们在整个应许之地的唯一的一块地产。
And Abraham buried Sarah there.
亚伯拉罕就在那边埋葬萨拉。
You know, Francis, right after that,
之后
the Abraham is supposed to get Isaac a wife.
当时亚伯拉罕就要给以撒要娶个妻。
And then the servant is very smart.
这个仆人非常有智慧。
The servant says, "You know, I go back to Haran."
我如果回到Haran 那里
，If I cannot get a good girl,
如果找不到一个好的姑娘的话
，There's only one that's willing to marry him.
那只有一个人愿意来嫁给他。
But she's not willing to come back.
如果她不愿意来迦南地的话
，Can I bring Isaac there?
我能不能把
Abraham says no. You have to keep him here.
把以撒带到那边去，他说绝对不可以。
Because the covenant of God is only with Isaac.
因为与立的约只是与以撒在这块地。
So that means the covenant of God with all of us is only in the land of Canaan.
与耶和华与我们所立的约只是在这块迦南地上。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
And brothers and sisters, about this place called Hebron.
这个叫希伯伦的地方。
You know, we all know that that means fellowship.
我们知道都是相交的意思。
But sometimes we just stop there.
有时候我们就停止了。
But brothers and sisters, we ought to go one step further to see what Hebron really mean to Abraham.
那但是我们要更进一步看希伯伦对亚伯拉罕来说到底是什么意思。
Brothers and sisters, in the land of Canaan.
在迦南地。
The early years.
在早些的时候。
Hebron is where Abraham.And the Sarah live the longest.
就是希伯伦是亚伯拉罕和萨拉住的地时间最长的地方，大概有二十年之久。
And they met, he met Melchizedek while they were living in Hebron.
是他们住在希伯伦的时候，他们见了麦基洗德。
And it's there then the God show Abraham at night. Look at the stars in heaven.
那也是在希伯伦的时候，那天晚上神叫亚伯拉罕看众天的星。
If you can count the number of stars,
如果你可以数的诸天的星的话，
your seed will be like that.
你的后裔就像如此同样的多。
And Abraham believed God.
神亚伯拉罕就信神。
Where is that? Hebron.
在哪里？希伯伦。
So thank the Lord. And finally, Isaac was promised at Hebron.
那以撒也是在希伯伦被应许的。
And then the Bible says.That they, later, not only Sarah was buried there, but Abraham was buried there too.
那之后圣经说，不仅是撒拉在那边被埋葬，亚伯拉罕也是。
Isaac and Isaac's wife was buried there.
以撒和他的妻也是在那里。
And Jacob died in Egypt.
雅各他是在埃及去世的。
But Jacob told Joseph.
雅各对约瑟说。
When I die, don't bury me in Egypt.
我死后不要把我埋葬在埃及。
Bury me back in Canaan.
要把我的骨头带回到迦南。
To Hebron.
到希伯伦去。
Brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful story.
感谢主，非常美好的故事。
And then when we know that from that time until the time of Joshua and Caleb.
从那时一直到迦勒和约书亚的时候。
You remember when Caleb went to see the spy the land.
当迦勒去探地的时候
，and the first sight that Caleb had of the mountain of Hebron，
他第一眼就看到希伯伦的山。
He knew that that's the place that God gives us。
他就知道这块地就是神所给他们的。
Yeah, no matter how difficult, how big the giants are, we have to go in。
不管当地人他们有多高大、多困难，我们一定要去得这块地。
No, they were not allowed to go in.
他们没有被允许进去。
40 years.
四十年之久。
Now, when Caleb was 85 years old.
当迦勒八十五岁的时候。
When he first saw Hebron, he was 40 years old.
当他第一次看到希伯伦，他四十岁。
So when he was 85 years old.
当他八十五岁的时候。
He went to see Joshua.
他去看约书亚。
He said that time when I was 40 years old, Moses has promised this land for the tribe of Judah.
当我四十岁的时候，摩西就把这块地应许给了犹大支派。
So although I'm 85,
所以我虽然八十五岁
，I'm as strong as I was that time.
我还是像当时那样一样有力。
To give that piece of land to the tribe of Judah,
把这块地给犹大支派。
We are going to overcome that for God.
我要为着神来赢得这块地。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. That's the story of Hebron.
感谢主，这个就是希伯伦的故事。
Connected with Sarah.
和萨拉是连在一起的
connected with Abraham,
与亚伯拉罕是相关的
connected with the whole family.
和整个家族都是相关的
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
Now the second person who wept was Jacob
第二个流泪的人是雅各
We know that Jacob you know, came out of their home
雅各离家
Now he was at night he was at叫哪叫什么地方
伯特利 Bethel,、
啊、
Bethel 夜间出来他去伯特利
And then that night he met the Lord
晚上他就见到神
But he didn't really know what Bethel really means
但是他不知道伯特利是什么意思
He only knew that God is there
他只知道神在那里
He only knew that God's house is there
他知道神的家在那里
So he told the Lord
他就跟神讲
If you take care of me when I'm going out
我出去，如果你照顾我的话
，and bring me back，
再把我带回来
，I will give 1/10 of my money，
我就把我十分之一的钱都给你。
So this is what he said，
就这是他所说的。
He went to his uncle's house，
他去他舅舅那里。
For 20 years，
二十年。
His uncle was very smart，
他的舅舅非常聪明。
You know， want to take advantage of him in every way，
他要在各尽量占他的便宜。
But Jacob didn't lose。
但是雅各他也没赔本。
He took more advantage of his uncle than his uncle took advantage of him.
他占他舅舅的便宜比他舅舅占他的便宜还要多。
But these 20 years for him, he gradually feels so empty inside.
但是二十年过来，他里边非常的空虚。
So at that time he has two wives.
那时候他有两个妻。
And he actually have two maids.
两个妾。
And also has a lot of sons already.
还有很多的儿子。
And 10, 11 or something like that.
或者十一个。
Yeah. And then, but he felt so empty.
但是他里边很空。
So, the Lord said.
所以主就说
to him, go back to Bethel.
回到伯特利。
So he told his wife that we're going to go back to Bethel.
所以他跟他妻子说我们去伯特利。
So they went.
他们就离开。
They went. And then at the fork of Jabbok.
他们就在亚伯渡口。
And then he sent his wives and whole kids across the river.
他就让他们的妻子和孩子们先过去。
That night,
那天晚上
an angel came to wrestle with him.
一个天使来与他摔跤。
And the whole night,
整个夜晚
the angel didn't win him.
也是不能胜过他。
But the angel touched the hollow of his leg.
然后他就摸了大腿，他的大腿根，他就变瘸了。
But the angel says, I have to leave now.
天使说我要离开了。
And Jacob said, no, no, you cannot leave me.
他就说你不可以，你不可以离开我。
And and he actually wept.
他其实他哭了。
Wept bitterly.
他是在那边哭泣。
And this is in Hosea chapter 12 verse 4.
是在何西亚书第十二章第四节。
Yeah, so he got hold of it. He wouldn't let the angel go.
他就抓住不让天使走。
He said you have to bless me.
你要祝福我。
And he wept.
他就在那边哭泣。
When the sisters at that time, the world, the earthly things, he doesn't need anything.
那个时候世上的事情他什么都不需要。
He has wife.
他有妻子。
He has sons.
他有儿子。
He has whole group of the livestock.
然后他有各样的牛羊。
He doesn't need anything.
他什么都不需要。
What does it mean that the Lord you have to bless me?
就说是你要祝福我，他是什么意思呢？
The only one thing.
唯一的事情。
Is Lord you cannot leave me.
你不能离开我。
That's all he wants.
他是他所想要的。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
This angel told him.
天使对他讲。
You will no longer be called Jacob.
你就不再叫雅各了。
And you will be called Israel.
你要被称以色列。
You know, what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
That you're going to be like my prince.
就像我的王子一样。
You're going to represent me in the future.
将来你要代表我。
You're going to be in charge of my inheritance to my people.
你要对我的民负责我的产业。
And that's what he heard.
这是他所听到的。
And from that point on,
从那之后，
his leg is crippled.
他就瘸腿。
And then he was told he is Israel.
他就被称为以色列。
The wonder is he never mentioned his cripple of his leg.
但是他从来就没有讲他瘸腿的事情。
That was not important to him.
对他来说不重要。
The important thing is from now on I'm Israel.
重要的是从现在开始我是以色列。
So from that point on he's a different person.
从那之刻他就不一样了。
He was not as smart as a cunning as before.
他就不像以前那么狡诈聪明。
And his whole heart.Is for Bethel.
他全心是为着伯特利。
For the house of God.
为着神的家。
The whole heart is my people, my children, my people will represent God.
他的全心就是说我的全家要代表神。
They will be the inheritance of God.
他们要成为神的产业。
So this is Jacob weep.
这个就是雅各在哭流泪。
You know, brothers and sisters, the Psalm 126, it says, your soul in tears.
诗篇126篇说流泪撒种。
So it means when these people, when they were in tears, they have sown something.
就是说他们流泪的时候他们就撒了种。
You know, what did Jacob sow?
那雅各他种了什么呢？
Think about it.
我们想一想。
What he sowed is later he is Israel.
他所种的就是之后他成为以色列。
What he has sown is later his whole family is God's people.
他所种的就是后来他全家都成了神的百姓。
From that point on, years after years after years.
从那之后一年又一年。
They went from 11 people, 12 people from the next generation and then whole Israel.
从那开始11人到12人到整个一家族到整个一批民。
And they are supposed to represent God.
那他们应该是来代表神。
So that's the seed that he sown in tears.
所以他流泪所撒的种。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we come to Joseph.
那我们讲约瑟。
Joseph, when he was 17 years old.
那当他17岁的时候。
He was, his dad loved him.
他的父亲爱他
and his brother kind of jealous of him.
他的兄弟都嫉妒他
and then there was one story, and because of that, his brothers actually try to kill him.
那有一次，他的兄弟甚至要杀他
and finally, a couple of brothers find a way so that he did not die.
那当然有两个兄弟决
定 he did not die, but he was sold.
他没有死，但是他被
sold to the nomad.
被卖到那些游牧的人手里。
Finally, he was in Egypt.
最后他到了埃及。
Now, about 20 years later.
20年之后。
All through 20 years, he went through so great difficulty.
20年他经历各种各样的难处。
You know, at the house of Potiphar.
在波提法家里。
And then later in the prison.
在监狱里。
So difficult.
非常的艰难。
But there's no one he could talk to.
但是没有人他能跟他们讲。
But thank the Lord, he remembered his God.
感谢主，他记着他的神。
His God talked to him.
他神跟他讲。
So within 20 years, he now is 37 years old.
所以二十年之后，他就37岁。
The whole earth is a famine.
全地都有饥荒。
But however, because of Joseph, they have saved some grains in Egypt.
那是感谢约瑟，他们在埃及，他们有这些库藏。
His brother came.
他的兄弟们来了。
Didn't know he was Joseph.
他们不知道他是约瑟。
And they want to get the grain.
他们想去买粮。
Yeah. And then Joseph knew they are his brother.
约瑟知道他们是他的兄弟。
So after, you know, something, after some story.
一些故事之后。
So finally Joseph told them, I'm your brother.
最后约瑟说我是你们的兄弟。
And they were full of fear.
他们非常的惧怕。
And they also they were so sad.
他们也很忧愁。
You know, over these 20 years,
20年,
this family was in trouble.
这一家都有很大有难处。
This dad, Jacob didn't know that his son was actually sold to Egypt.
他的父亲雅各不知道他儿子被卖到埃及地去。
His son thought his son, his dad thought his son is dead.
他的父亲以为他已经死了。
Worse yet,
更糟糕的是
，these 11 brothers,
十一个兄弟
，they didn't tell his dad Joseph is in Egypt.
没有跟他们父亲说讲说约瑟在埃及。
They told their dad, he was eaten by animal.
他跟他们父亲讲说他约瑟被野兽吃了。
So in a whole family, it's supposed the beginning of Israel.
这个全家本来应该是以色列的开始。
It's clouded, it's covered by darkness.
但是却被黑暗所笼罩。
There's a lie, there's a deception, there's a fear.
有谎言，有欺诈，有惧怕。
For 20 years.
二十年之间。
Now this time when they came to see Joseph.
这一次他们来看约瑟。
And Joseph finally, when he told them that I am Joseph.
最后他说我是约瑟。
And Joseph really loved them.
约瑟真是爱他们。
So when he told them, Joseph wept.
当讲的时候约瑟就哭泣。
And these brothers, they were so totally surprised.
那这些兄弟就很吃惊。
And then Joseph told them,
约瑟跟他们讲
you know, do not fear.
不要害怕
and do not blame yourself.
也不要自忧自恨
although these many years you sold me to Egypt.
虽然你把我卖到这地这么多年
but God has sent me here to preserve life.
因为神差我先到这里来为要保全性命
so this is what Joseph told them.
这是约瑟跟他们所讲的
and thank the Lord for that.
感谢主
brothers and sisters, Joseph wept.
约瑟流泪
not only once
不仅一次
I think several times
多次
but no matter what
不管怎么样
，Thank the Lord, he actually reserved, I mean, restored his family.
他把他的家就恢复过来。
He has delivered them out of the darkness of deception.
他把他们从欺诈的黑暗中给
救出来。He restored them, the whole family, back to a good family.
他把全家都恢复成一个好的家庭。
You know, from a different point of view, he has restored the beginning of Israel to what it should be.
他就把全家都恢复成以色列当有的样子。
No lies.
没有谎言。
Only forgiveness.
只有赦免。
And the father and the son, the relationship are restored.
父子的关系被恢复。
So this is what Joseph wept.
这是为什么约瑟在流泪。
Now I do want to mention something about Moses.
那我再讲一些摩西。
Because at that time, 40 years in the wilderness.
40年在旷野。
You know, there's no one, I mean, it's really difficult because God has a expectation for his own people.
很难，因为神对他的百姓有期待。
But the people, especially the first generation from Egypt, they have disappointed the Lord again and again and again.
但是从埃及出来第一代这些人一次又一次的来使神失望。
So who knew the sadness of the heart of God?
那谁知道神的痛心呢？
Only Moses.
只有摩西。
Now who knew the darkness, the failure, the problem with this old2 million people.
那谁知道这200万人他们的失败和黑暗呢？
Especially the 600,000 of men.
尤其是那600,000的男丁。
Who knew that?
谁知道呢？
Moses knew that.
摩西知道。
So you know, Moses in his very small heart has to bury the sorrow of the Lord, bury the failure of his people.
那摩西一颗小小的心，他却承担了神的痛心和这么多人的失败。
Yeah. So finally, I mean.Actually, during this thing, once the Lord was so dissatisfied with his people, the Lord says, I'm not going to go with you.
到了一个地步，神对他的百姓是如此的不喜悦，就说我不再跟你们去了。
But Moses begged the Lord to go with us.
神，摩西就求神，哀求神与他们同去。
You know, the people are so bad.
民是如此的败坏。
But Lord,You please go with us.
但是神呢，还是与我们同去。
Even if you want to erase my name from the book.
如果你把我名从你的册上涂去。
Still, Lord, you go with your people.
还是与你的百姓同去。
This is the heart of Moses.
这是摩西的心。
So finally, the Lord would not allow him to go into Canaan.
最后神就不允许他进迦南。
Because he wants the people provoke him to anger.
因为那当时的民触怒他
，and he struck the rock with a stick.
他用棍击打磐石
，and the Lord says you misrepresented me.
你就错误，神就说你错误代表我。
You cannot go into Canaan.
你不能进迦南。
And so when time is up, when the people has to go into Canaan,
时间到民要进迦南的时候
，and the Lord says you have to die.
就是说你必须死。
I think at that time he's 120 years.
我想他那时他是120岁。
Yeah. And then the Lord, on the other hand. So one thing is, you don't see Moses complain.
所以另外一面来看，摩西没有抱怨。
Moses didn't say, Lord, it's not fair.
他没有说神啊，这不公平。
You know, I worked so hard for you for so many years.
这么多年我这么努力工作。
And this time the people provoke me to strike the rock.
那这个时候百姓激怒我，我击打磐石。
And then I have been dreaming to go into the peace of going to Canaan.
我一直梦想着要进到迦南地。
And then, Lord, I'm not able to go in.
那现在我进不去了。
You know what the Lord did?
那神所做的是什么？
They brought him to the highest mountain.
他把他带到一座高山上。
And look across the river.
他看过河的那边。
Look into Canaan.
他看到迦南地。
And every place.
全地。
So thank the Lord. This is what the Lord showed Moses the whole piece of land.
这个就是向神向摩西让他看到全地。
I think although Moses his physical body didn't go in.
虽然摩西的肉身没有进到迦南。
But in spirit he has certainly gone in.
但是灵里边他绝对是进去了。
And Lord says, now you have to die.
神说你现在必须死了。
Because you cannot go into Canaan.
因为你不能进迦南。
But and this is the time that people have to go into Canaan.
现在但是民现在要进迦南。
So you have to die.
你必须死。
But the Lord, what the Lord did.
神所做的。
The Lord actually, so Moses died.
当摩西死后。
The Lord brought him to the valley.
神把他带一个谷中。
Bury him at a place, a certain place.
在埋在一个地方。
These two million Israel people, no one knew where the Lord has buried Moses.
就一个地方，就两百万的犹太人，没有一个人知道他在哪里被埋葬。
So this is how the Lord appreciated him.
这个就是神如此的敬重他。
I have no doubt. Moses has seen the glory of the Lord so many times during these years.
我毫无疑问地说，摩西多年他多次看到神的荣耀。
Now this is Moses' story.
这个是摩西的故事。
You know, David's story,
大卫的故事。
And I think I have mentioned before,
我想我以前也讲过。
Probably won't mention too much.
那我也不会讲太多。
But you see his, when you see, read his Psalms,
当读他的诗篇，
you see his tears,
看到他的眼泪。
I have to read a couple of places for you.
我读两个地方。
You know, David, he wept often, you know, while he fled, Saul.
当他从扫罗那边逃亡的时候，他多次流泪。
You know, once in Psalm 6, verse 8.
诗篇第六篇第八节。
He told his people who want to harm him, he said, Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping.
他就对那些要害他的人说，你们作孽的人离开我吧，因为耶和华听了我哀哭的声音。
And sometimes David made a mistake.
有的时候大卫犯错。
And David came to the Lord.
大卫来到神那里。
And this is what he said.
他说。
Psalm 30, verse 5.
诗篇三十篇第五节。
For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life.
他的怒。
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
诗篇三十篇第五节，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久，一宿虽有。自有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
I believe this psalm represents David's life in private so many times in his life.
我想这一首诗就代表大卫他私人生活一生很多这个晚上都是这个样子。
Yeah, and the weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
Then we know that David wants to build God a house.
我们也知道神大卫要为神建一个殿。
You know, he actually built he took Jerusalem.
他攻下耶路撒冷。
He brought back the ark.
他把约柜带回来。
And he wanted to build God a house.
他要为神建殿。
And God would not allow him.
神却不允许他。
But God's heart is really moved.
但是神被他摸着，心被他摸着。
You know, so this Psalm 132 says something.
所以诗篇132篇。
He said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord. Surely I would not go into the chamber of my house, or go up the comfort of my bed, and I will not sleep until I make my Lord his dwelling place.
诗篇第132篇那边说，耶和华求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难，他怎样向耶和华起誓说，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，不容我的眼睛睡觉，只等我为耶和华寻得所在。
So here it says, in order to get a dwelling place for the Lord,
那他要为着神找到一个居所。
The city, the ark, the building, the house.
有城有约柜有殿。
And he said, Lord, I'm not going to go to sleep until I find you a dwelling place.
他说我不进我的帐幕也不上我的床榻只等到我为你找到你的居所。
And this psalm says, Remember, Lord, remember David's affliction.
这边说耶和华求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see, David wept in order to sow a seed.
所以我们看大卫流泪他是在撒种。
Sow the seed for himself to be faithful to the Lord.
他撒种要他自己在神面前忠心。
And also sow the seed so that his people will actually have a zeal to build God a house.
他的民能够有热心为神来建殿。
In another word, he's not weeping for himself.
换句话,
he's weeping for the dwelling place of the Lord. So, dear and sisters, when we look at these people,
所以当我们看这些人的时候,
you ask a question,
你问这个问题,
why so in tears?
为什么要流泪撒种?
You know, in all these people,
在这些人当中,
you find one thing,
你发现一件事情,
they're all related to God.
他们都是和神有关系,
I think there were three things in their hearts.
我想他心中有三件事情,
and then the first thing,
第一件事情,
it's God's will, God's purpose. What does God want?
神的旨意, 神的目的,
and that is very much in them.
这个就在他们里面,
in the case of Abraham and Sarah,
在亚伯拉罕和萨拉,
in the case of Jacob,
在雅各,
in the case of Joseph,
约瑟,
in the case of Moses, in the cases of David,
在摩西和大卫身上,
now, what God wants, Lord, what do you want?
就是主啊, 神你要什么?
You know, what you want is what I want to give and give my life for.
你所要的就是我所要的,
and the second thing is God's people.
第二个就是神的百姓,
and they thought about God's people.
神的百姓,
so heavily in their heart.
在他们心中非常的沉,
you know, in the case of even in the case of Abraham.
就是在亚伯拉罕的心中,
yeah, because he wants, he has kids. His kids will have to follow the Lord.
让他的后裔要跟随神,
you know, he saw a city which is in heaven.
他看到天上的城,
the city, inside the city is not only one or two persons.
城中不仅只有一两个人,
inside of the city there are many people.
城中有很多的人,
so Abraham in his life,
亚伯拉罕在他的一生中,
he has his heart toward the city of God.
他的心是向着神的城,
people of God.
是, 百姓的城,
and this is what in Abraham's heart. And this is, of course, is in Caleb's heart.
当然也是在加勒的心中。
No, I'm sorry. 那个雅各, in Jacob's heart.
也在雅各的心中。
What does the house of God mean?
神的家是什么意思?
The house of God means God's people are there.
神的家的意思就是说神的百姓在那里。
So this is very much in Jacob's heart.
这个也在雅各的心中。
And also this is very much in Joseph's heart.
也在约瑟的心中。
Now he's not caring for himself.
他不是只照顾他自己。
He's caring for his brothers.
他是照顾他的弟兄们。
He's caring for his dad.
他的父亲,
he's caring for the future.
他照顾他们的将来。
This is the reason they were in tears.
为什么他们在流泪?
The third thing.
第三点,
you know, it's not easy. It's not easy for Abraham, not easy for Joseph, not easy for Jacob.
那对, 亚伯拉罕, 雅各和约瑟都来说都不容易。
It's very hard for Moses.
对摩西也很不容易。
It's very hard for David.
对大卫来说也很不容易。
And then when it's very hard, yet God is in there.
尽管如此, 神却在那里。
This is what we call the way of the cross.
这个就是十字架的道路。
Now remember, the Lord Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church.
主耶稣说, 在这个磐石上我要建立我的教会。
And immediately he said,
马上他就说,
he that follows me,
要跟随我的,
has to deny himself, take up the cross and follow me.
要舍己背十字架来跟随我。
So dear brothers and sisters, the way of the cross is related to what God wants.
所以十字架的道路是 关乎神所要的。
Now, in the case of Lord Jesus,
在我们耶稣的身上,
he called us to follow him.
他呼召我们来跟随他,
take up the cross and follow him.
背起十字架来跟随他, 目的是什么?
The purpose is that he will build his church on this rock.
目的就是他在磐石上来建造教会。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
we can look at the way of the cross and say, oh, I'm suffering.
我们说, 我看到十字架说, 我要受苦了。
You can also see the way of the cross, say, the Lord wants me to follow him.
但是你看实际上你可以说, 神要我来跟随他,
so that he can build his rock, his church on the rock.
那他可以在磐石上来建造教会。
It is a very positive purpose.
是非常一个正面的一个经历。
For these people,
对这些人民来说,
Abraham and Jacob and Joseph, for all these people, it's very hard.
对亚伯拉罕、雅各、约瑟来说都非常的艰难。
And this is the way of the cross.
这是十字架的道路。
But they see the purpose of that.
但是他们看到那个目的。
They see the positive purpose of God.
他看到神那个他的旨意。
They see the positive purpose of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们看到主耶稣基督的旨意。
And they are willing to walk on that.
他们愿意走在其中。
And not only willing, they are actually rejoicing walking on that.
不仅是愿意，而且乐意在走在其中。
And not only that.
不仅如此
the way of the cross showed them the love of God.
十字架的道路向他们展示神对他们的爱。
Brothers and sisters, when we walk on the way of the cross,
当我们走十字架的道路
you know who is watching all the time?
你知道是谁一直在看过你们吗
Even if we fail,
就算我们失败
you know who is watching all the time?
你知道谁一直在看过吗
you know who cares all the time?
你知道谁一直在关顾吗
The Lord.
我们的主。
So don't think,When we walk the way of the cross, we'll be alone. No.
不要以为说我们走十字架道路我们就是孤单的。不会的。
The Lord is watching all the time.
我们的主一直看顾。
These are the reasons, I believe, why these people, they wept.
我想这个就是原因为什么这些人他们流泪。
And this is the reason why they weep is for a sowing.
就是为什么他们这样流泪是为了撒种
And there's something that's going to grow out of it.
从其中要长出一些的东西
Yeah, there's the fruit that's coming up. Seed will come up.
这个种要发芽
Yeah, and something they desire in their heart, they hope in their heart will come true.
他们心所盼望的要长出来
Now, when we come to the New Testament time,
我们来到新约的时候
I want to mention the Lord Jesus.
我想提到我们主耶稣。
Remember, Jesus said, John chapter 11, it says Jesus wept.
当约翰福音十一章那边说耶稣哭了。
I have to admit that for a long time, I couldn't really understand why he wept.
那我必须承认很长时间我不明白耶稣为什么哭。
You know, the local people, meaning in that story, these people says, you see how he cares for the person that died.
当地那个圣经说你看他这个人他是多么关心爱过那些人。
But brothers and sisters, it's much, much more than that.
但是比这要更多得多。
Chapter 11 of John.
约翰福音第十一章。
Brother Dana mentioned this morning.
Dana 今天早上他讲过了。
Remember when Martha and Mary send somebody to told the Lord Jesus that Lazarus is sick.
当马大和玛利亚告诉耶稣说拉撒路病了。
And the Lord Jesus delayed 2 days.
然后我们的主迟延了两天。
He didn't come right away.
他没有马上去。
And he told his disciples.
告诉跟他门徒说。
This sickness is not unto death.
这个病不至于死。
But for the glory of the Lord.
但是为了神的荣耀。
And then he went there.
之后他去。
And then Martha,told Lord Jesus,
马大就跟主说
Lord, if you come a little earlier, my brother would not have died.
如果你能够早来一些，我的兄弟就不用死了。
You know, we always think Mary is more spiritual.
我们一直认为玛利亚她更属灵。
Mary said the same thing.
玛利亚说同样的话。
Lord, if you come a little earlier, my brother would not have died.
主啊，你要早来，我的弟弟不至于死了。
The Lord Jesus told them,
主耶稣跟他们说
I am the resurrection and I am the life.
他们说我是复活我是生命
And then whoever believes me although he died he will live
凡信我的虽然他死但是他们还要复活
and he who lives and then believe in me he will never die
那些活的信我的就永远不死
Now the Lord really was telling them that I am your resurrection I am your life
所以他跟他们讲说我是你们的复活是你们的生命
The part harder to believe is the next is the second part of the sentence
难信的是第二后半部分
You know if you believe and if you die you will be raised
就说你信你死了但是你要被复活
If you live and believe you'll never die
你活着信了永远不死
No wonder Martha and Mary could not understand
那难怪马大玛利亚
I don't think anybody can understand that
我想没有人能够明白
Now if we don't believe in the Lord we don't understand that
如果我们不信主我们不能明白
Now even we believe the Lord this is still hard to understand
我们信主之后这也很难明白
But then when they moved to the tomb of Lazarus
他们去拉撒路的坟墓那里
And the Bible says Jesus wept
圣经说耶稣哭了。
But right after that,
马上之后
the Lord Jesus said, Martha, did you see?
他说马大你有没有看到呢
believe,
你信不信呢
if you believe, then you will see the glory of the Lord.
如果你信就会看到神的荣耀。
And then the Lord brought Lazarus out.
主就让拉撒勒从墓里出来。
So, dear brothers and sisters, then after that, you see,Mary changed, Martha changed too.
那之后我们就看到玛利亚和马大他们都改变了。
But there's something deeper.
但是有更深的。
The Lord said twice in this chapter.
这一章他主说两次。
He's doing this thing for the glory of God.
他如此行是为神的荣耀。
He delayed for the glory of God.
他为神的荣耀而延迟。
He raised Lazarus for the glory of God.
他让拉撒路复活是为了神的荣耀。
You know, I think when the Lord wept,
当我们的主哭的时候
，Because he saw the people have to suffer with this idea of death，
因为他们这些人都因为这个死亡而受苦。
And all through all the human being, there's nobody who can escape death。
人类没有一个人能够逃脱这个权势。
So the sadness of death，
所以死亡的这个悲哀。
The bounding of death controls everybody。
这个辖制每一个人。
No exception。
没有人能够逃脱。
Where is the glory of the Lord?
但是主的荣耀在哪里呢
？Not only by raising Lazarus.
不仅是使拉撒路复活。
You know, if you read that chapter,
你们读那一章的时候
，right after that,
那章之后
，there were people who went to the big shots.
他们去会堂的那些的带领的人那里
，told them if something wrong is happening.
跟他们讲说有件事情不太对头发生了耶稣让人复活了
so they don't see the glory of God at all.
他们没有看到神的荣耀
so what is the glory of God?
所以神的荣耀是什么
so how is his weeping related to the glory of God?
那耶稣哭他和神的荣耀有什么关系呢
the key is what he said.
关键是他所说的
the key is that I am the resurrection and I am the life.
关键是说他说我是复活我是生命。
So, dear brothers and sisters, if we believe that he is the resurrection, he is the life.
如果我们信他是复活是生命。
Then death doesn't control us anymore.
就死亡就不再辖制我们。
You know, for Mary and Martha.
玛利亚和马大。
The Lord really is saying, I am your resurrection, I am your life.
主对他们说我是复活是生命。
And the Lord really is telling each one of us that he is our resurrection and he is our life.
那神也对我们每一位说我是你们的复活生命。
And then when we consider the second part of the sentence,
我们想这句话的下半段。
And who believes, whoever believes, you know, when he, if he dies, he will live, he will be raised.
就是后半说谁凡信的他们死了还要被复活。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
I don't believe I can live more than 110 years old.
我不相信我能活过超过110岁。
You know, in the whole history of a human being,
在人类历史上
then nobody in the past say 1,000 years or 2,000 years, nobody lives more than like 140, 150 years.
过去一两千年没有人活过140岁的。
So what does the Lord mean?
那主是什么意思呢
you know, he that believes me, he that lives and believes me, he will not die. What does that mean?
他凡是活的信我的就永远不死什么意思
But thank the Lord we are Christians.
感谢主我们是基督徒。
Thank the Lord we trust him.
感谢主我们信靠他。
Thank the Lord Christ Jesus has done so many wonderful things in us.
感谢主基督耶稣在我们身上做了如此多的事情。
Then we know that his life can be our life.
我们明白他的生命就是我们的生命。
That he can be our life.
他是我们的生命。
And this is in Colossians, this is in Apostle Paul's letters.
这是在哥罗西书保罗所写的。
And so we,If you and I believe that His life is my life,
如果我们信他的生命就是我们的生命
if He is my life,
他就是我的生命
and brothers and sisters, we will never die,
我们就永远不死
right? Our spiritual life never die,
我们灵的命就永远不死
one of these days when our flesh passed away,
那当我们的肉体过去的时候
our spirit will fly into heaven be with the Lord,
我们的灵就飞上上天我与我们的主同在
true,
是不是呢
Our spiritual life never die,
我们灵的生命永远不死
because Christ Jesus lives in us.
因为基督耶稣在我们里面活着
I think this is what the Lord Jesus was saying.
我想这是主耶稣所说的
And hard for anybody to believe.
对每个都很难理解。
But those who believe,
那些所信的
are no longer constrained, no longer bound by death, by the idea of death.
但是凡所信的，他们就不再被死亡所辖制。
Death doesn't bother them anymore.
死亡不再辖制他们。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
And sister, I believe this is the glory of the Lord.
我相信这就是神的荣耀。
You know, we, so many hundred brothers and sisters,sisters here.
那我们这几百位的弟兄姐妹们。
If we didn't have Christ Jesus' life in us,
如果我们没有基督的生命在我们里边。
Sooner or later, we all will die.
早晚我们都要过去。
Our physical body will all die.
我们的肉身都要死去。
But thank the Lord, Christ's life is in us.
感谢主，基督的生命在我们里边。
We're not afraid of death.
我们不怕死。
And we know that the Christ's life is in us.
我们也知道基督的生命在我们里边。
That we will not.According to Lord Jesus.
我们不会靠着主耶稣，我们不会那样死。
Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
It's wonderful, brothers and sisters.
非常的奇妙。
So this is what Lord Jesus did.
这是我们主耶稣
所做的。Another place he wept.
另外一处他流泪。
When it is in Luke chapter 22.
这个是在路加福音第二十。
This is Luke. Let me see. Luke chapter 19.
路加第十九章。
Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem.
主耶稣来到耶路撒冷。
When he was outside,
他在城外的时候。
He wept.
他就哭了。
He said, Jerusalem, and I wish you know the something about your peace.
那耶路撒冷，如果你知道关乎你们和平的事。
Yeah, he says, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace.
如果你们知道这是我所说的是关乎你们和平的事。
And the Lord Jesus wept.
我们主耶稣就流泪哭了。
So what was he weeping about?
那他为什么流泪呢？
And we often think it's because 70 years later.
因为我们知道七十年以后。
And this Roman prince will come.
这个罗马的将军他要
He will burn Jerusalem.
他要把耶路撒冷城烧掉。
So we think that Lord Jesus talked about that.
我们以为我们主在说这个。
Are you sure?
你确定吗？
I don't think so.
我觉得不是。
Because immediately the Lord said.
因为马上我们的主说。
He went into the temple.
他进了圣殿。
He cast out the sellers.
他把那些买卖的人都赶出去。
He says, this ought to be a house of prayer.
这本要是我祷告的神的殿。
Now it becomes a thief's den.
那却成了贼窝。
That is the reason the Lord is weeping.
这就是为什么我们的主他流泪。
The Lord and God, they expect Jerusalem to be a place that shine their light out.
我们的主，我们的神，他对耶路撒冷的期待是他要成为光的发挥。
Now the people in Jerusalem did not care.
但是耶路撒冷的民却不在乎。
And then the Lord sees that.
我们的神看到了。
As a thief's den.
就成了一个贼窝。
And that's why he wept.
所以他就在那边哀哭。
And he also wept because it could be something else.
因为他哀哭也是因为这是可以成为其他的一样的。
So we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
You know, there's nobody in the world who has a heavier burden than Lord Jesus on the city of God.
我们世界上没有一个人的负担超过我们主耶稣的负担，就是说他的负担在耶路撒冷城。
But his burden was so heavy.
他的负担是如此的沉重。
And then he wept.
他就哀哭。
But on the other hand,
那从另外一角度来看
no, he never gave up.
他没有放弃。
Today, you and I,
今天你我
when we think about the eternal purpose of God,
我们想到神永远的旨意
and when we think about the house of God,
我们想到神的家
you know, whether we are able or not,
我们或能或者不能
we want to put on our effort,
我们想要把我们的
we want to live,
我们要努力
for the house of God,
为着神的家
just like many years ago,In the Deuteronomy's time.
就像多年之前在申命记里边。
Yeah, there is a servant.
有一个仆人。
He says, I love my heart, I love my master and my master's house.
我爱我的主人和我主人的家。
Although I'm allowed to leave.
虽然我可以离开了。
To be set free.
去得自由了。
But I love my master and I love my master's house.
我爱我的主人和他的家。
You know, I want to serve my master.I want to serve my master's house forever.
我愿意服侍我的主人和我主人的家一生来服侍。
The Lord just the masters brought him to the door.
主人就把他带到门那里。
Punch a hole in his ear.
就在他耳朵来扎一个眼。
And he serves the the master's house forever.
他就这样一生永远来服侍他的主。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
the Lord Jesus wept that day.
那天我们的主他哀哭。
He has sown the seed.
因为他在那边撒种。
And today, he has people who are willing to live for that house.
今天我们就有他的这么多人愿意为他的家而活。
This is weeping.
这就是他
This is sowing the seed.
这个就是来撒种。
And this is the sheaves.
这个就是和捆。
Yeah, because you and I now are serious about serving the Lord.
那我们今天我们对服侍神都非常的严肃。
And you and I now love brothers and sisters.
我们今天也知道要爱弟兄姐妹们。
And you and I now live for the glory of His house.
那我们现在今天是为着神的家的荣耀而活。
And that's the sheaves that the Lord that out of the seed that the Lord sowed.
这个就是我们主耶稣所种所收出来的禾捆。
Now when we come to the apostles,
我们讲到使徒们。
Apostle Peter,
使徒彼得。
Peter wept.
彼得他流泪。
I think there's once he wept.
有一次他流泪。
You know why he wept?
他为什么流泪
？That day is almost the at the end of I mean the Lord is about to be crucified.
主要被钉十字架了。
And that night when the Lord with his disciples.
那晚上他与他的门徒们在一起。
And Peter says, Lord, although other people will probably go away, but I will never leave you.
那彼得说，其他人都要离弃你，我不会离弃你。
And that night, the Lord Jesus was brought to the high priest's house.
那天晚上主耶稣被带到大祭司的门院里。
Thank the Lord, Peter followed him.
感谢主彼得也跟着去了。
And Peter followed him in the yard of the high priest.
他进到大祭司的庭院里。
Now the high priest and his people, they were interrogating Jesus.
那些大祭司们在审问耶稣。
Prior to that,
之前
the Lord Jesus said, Peter, it's not easy for you.
就彼得啊，这对你不容易的。
You know, before the cock crows three times,
这个鸡叫三声之前
you will have denied me.
你要三次不认我。
And Peter said, No, I'm never going to deny you.
彼得说，我永远不会否认你。
So the next night, that night, I think,
就是同一个晚上。
And Peter was there in the yard.
彼得就在庭院当中。
A little maid was asking him.
一个小仆女就问他
And he denied the Lord three times.
他就否认主三次
And at the third time,
第三次的时候
cock crows.
鸡就叫了第三次
And when the Lord and Peter noticed one thing.
彼得就注意到一点
You look at the Lord Jesus.
他看主耶稣
found the Lord Jesus was looking at him.
他看主耶稣在看他
Went out, wept bitterly.
他就出去大哭
It's somethingThat I think he was very complex inside.
我想他里面是非常的复杂。
On the one hand, it's his failure.
一方面他失败。
But on the other hand, it's the love of Lord Jesus to him.
但是主的爱在那边显明。
Lord Jesus, he was being accused by the high priest and a whole bunch of people.
主耶稣被大祭司和一群人被来指控。
But Lord Jesus' heart is not on that.
但是主他的心不在那些事。
Jesus' heart is on his disciple Peter.
耶稣的心是在他的门徒彼得身上。
So when Peter failed,
当彼得失败
he found that Jesus was looking at him.
他看到耶稣在看他。
And that's the reason he went out wept.
他就为什么他出去大哭。
Two things, I'm such a failure.
两件事，我是如此的失败。
Second thing, Lord Jesus loved me so much.
但是我主耶稣如此的爱我。
And then, so Peter says, I'm done.
比如说，我就完了。
I'm not possible.
不可能了。
So he told his fellow disciples.
他就跟他的同的门徒说
，I'm going to go fishing.
我回去钓鱼去了。
And they went with him.
他们一起回去。
Few days later,
几天之后
they were at the Sea of Tiberias,
他们在提比利亚海边。
Then they saw somebody standing there.
他们看到岸上站一个人。
And then they went over there.
他们去那里。
And then Jesus says, Jesus prepared for them the bread and the fish.
他在那边主耶稣准备了饼和鱼。
And then Jesus asked Peter,
耶稣就问彼得
Peter, do you love me?
彼得你爱我吗
And Peter dare not say yes.
彼得不敢说是
he know he would fail.
因为他知道他会失败。
And then the Lord Jesus says, feed my sheep.
主耶稣说你喂养我的羊。
And then the Lord Jesus said,
然后主说
Peter, when you are young,
彼得当你年幼的时候
you can go anywhere you want.
你想 你去什么地方你自己去。
But when you get older,
当你年老的时候
they're going to bind you on your hand.
神要把你的手束上带。
They're going to lead you to a place where you don't like.
到你不愿意去的地方。
Peter knew exactly what that means.
彼得知道这是什么意思。
That means to die like Lord Jesus.
他要像主那样那么死。
But a wonderful thing is Peter did not weep.
但是奇妙的是彼得他没有流泪。
He already wept once.
他已经流泪了。
But that time the Lord became his strength.
那个时候主是成了他的力量。
The Lord's love and the Lord's strength become his strength.
主的爱主的力量成为他的力量。
So he's not weeping.
他就不再没这次他没有流泪。
He's ready to be held.Ready to be led by the Lord.
他要准备好他被树上被主所带领。
Yeah, we'd be ready to be led by these people who are against the Lord Jesus.
他准备好了让那些抵挡主的人来树上带他走。
Even ready to be died.
他准备好去死。
On the other hand,
另外一面
got one thing.
他有一件事情。
That's the seed of that's the sheaf, the product of this exercise.
这个就是这一些事情的合捆结果。
Now Peter decided that he is going to feed the sheep.
那时候彼得就决定他要喂养主的羊。
Now he has the strength.
他有这个力量。
Now he has the love of Christ.
他有耶稣的爱。
He can feed the sheep.
他可以来喂养羊。
That determines the rest of Peter's life.
这个就决定彼得的一生。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主。
Peter wept for a reason.
彼得流泪是为着一个原因。
He would not, if you ask Peter, I don't think he will explain these things to you.
你是问彼得，我觉得他不会向你解释。
But when you see his story,
那你看他的故事。
It's God's purpose.
是神的旨意。
It's Christ Jesus' purpose.
是基督耶稣的旨意。
It's God's people, Christ Jesus' people.
是神的百姓，是基督耶稣的百姓。
And this way of the cross.
是十字架的道路。
So noble.
是如此的尊贵。
And I'm willing to walk on it.
我愿意走在其中。
And I'm willing to be bound.
我愿意被束。
I'm willing to be bought.To walk with the Lord.
我愿意与主同行。
That's the way of the cross.
这是十字架的道路。
So, dear friends, this is Peter's experience.
这个就是彼得的经历。
Also Paul.
使徒保罗。
He wept so many times in the Bible.
在圣经中他多次流泪。
Also Paul is a very strong person.
他是一个很强的人。
He wept so many times.
但是他多次流泪。
And then he wept, for example, when he wrote his letter to the Galatians.
比如说他写加拉太书的时候他流泪。
I'm not sure it's Galatian or Colossians.
加拉太或者是哥罗西。
Corinthians, I'm sorry, Corinthians.
哥林多。
Corinthians, this is what he said.
哥林多说。
He says, out of much affection and anguish of heart,I wrote to you with many tears.
他说我先前心里难过痛苦多多流泪的写信给你们。
Why?
为什么?
Because I love you.
我爱你们。
You know, Corinthians were a problem for Apostle Paul.
这个哥林多人对保罗来说是很大的头疼。
So Apostle Paul previously wrote to them.
使徒保罗之前写信给他们。
And actually, have much discipline.
有很多的管教。
But then when Apostle Paul wrote the second letter to them,
当他写临后的时候
he didn't want them to really feel bad.
他们不想让他们再很难过。
He actually wept.
他就流泪。
And he doesn't want them to feel so bad.
他们不想让他们觉得很难过。
So this is one letter.
这是一封信。
There's another letter, the Philippians.
另外一封信是腓立比书。
We know Philippians is a very strong letter.
我知道腓立比书是非常很强的一卷。
It encourages us to seek, follow the Lord.
是他鼓励我们来跟随主。
And then chapter three,
第三章
then Apostle Paul told them,
使徒保罗说
He says, I weep for you.
我流泪为你们。
Because, he said, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and now even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
那边说因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌我屡次告诉你们现在又流泪地告诉你们。
So Apostle Paul has hope,and love for the Philippian brothers and sisters.
所以保罗对腓立比人有这样的爱心和盼望。
He encouraged them to walk with the Lord.
他鼓励他们来走十字架道路。
Know Christ.
认识基督。
Suffer with Christ.
与基督一同受苦。
Yeah, so wonderful thing.
美好的事情。
And then, but he said, I find among you some people who are enemies of the cross.
但是我说，在你们当中，我发现有些人是基督十字架的仇敌。
What does that mean, brothers and sisters?
什么意思呢
？It's that there are people in the Philippian brother, among the Philippian brothers.
有些在腓立比弟兄的当中。
They say, hey.Let's not suffer. Let's not do things that are difficult for us.
他们说我们不要自己那么自讨苦吃了。
Let's not take the cross.
我们不要背十字架。
What the cross mean?
十字架什么意思呢
？Cross one thing is as we said, it means take up our cross and follow him.
十字架是要背起来来跟随他。
But over the years, apostle finds something deeper.
但是保罗多年之后，他发现一件事情。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已基督一同钉十字架。
No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活的不再是我，是基督在我里边活的。
So that's the deeper thing Apostle Paul finds.
这是使徒保罗发现更深的事情。
And that changes his life.
这就改变他一生。
So wherever Apostle Paul walked,
无论保罗上哪里去
，inside of him is not himself.
在他里边不再是他自己。
Inside of him is Christ.
在他里边是基督。
That's what he said. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
就他所说，不再是我，是基督在我里边活。
So this is Apostle Paul wants to see in the Philippian brothers.
这个是他想在腓立比的弟兄姐妹当中他所想看到的。
But there are Philippian brothers, some brothers, maybe sisters. They say, "Don't do that."
其中有一些弟兄或者姊妹说我们不这么干
Forget about cross
就忘掉这十字架吧
Forget about put self down
不要让我们这么受苦吧
Pay attention to your own benefit
我们想想你们自己的利益吧
You want everybody to respect you
你让别人都来尊敬你
Don't sacrifice
不要什么受苦
Don't follow Jesus
不要别跟基督
And Apostle Paul for that reason he wept
为着这个原因 保罗在那边流泪
And some, there's another place.
有另外一处。
Now, Apostle Paul, for the whole Ephesian church.
为了以弗所的整个的教会。
This was early, when Apostle Paul, when the gospel was brought to Ephesus.
当福音第一次带到以弗所那里。
And this was recorded in the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传那边所写的。
And in the book of Acts, Apostle Paul says, I have been with you 3 years.
那边说三年之久我与你们的在一起。
And I weep night and day.
昼夜。
Yeah, to exhort you.
流泪劝解。
Yeah, 3 days, 3 years, day and night, weeping.
三年之久日夜流泪。
Dear brother and sister, I don't think he weeps in a prayer room.
我觉得他不会在祷告室里边他在流泪。
He said, I weep when I visit brothers and sisters.
他说他流泪当他去探访弟兄姐妹的时候。
So, dear brother and sister, this is Apostle Paul.
这个就是使徒保罗。
What was he weeping?
他为什么流泪呢
？Right? Then in Acts chapter 20.
然后使徒行传第二十章。
He said, first of all, is that among you, there's nothing good for you that I did not say.
对他们说，凡对你们有益的，我就没有不说。
And the second thing,
第二点
say, the whole counsel of God, I have told you.
神的全备的旨意我都对你们讲了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, it's not easy to tell brothers and sisters that everything that's good for you.
对弟兄姐妹有益的都讲是不容易的。
So my brother wants to tell me something that's good for me.
比如说弟兄要跟我讲对我有益的。
And sometimes I resent that.
有的时候我就很反感。
Who are you?
你是谁啊
You know, I have to go my way.
我要走我自己的路。
And then it's even more serious. The whole counsel of God, I have told you.
那是更严肃的，就是神的完备的旨意。
So my brother comes to me.
弟兄来到我这里。
Hey, brother, you have to know the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄啊，你要知道神永远的旨意。
And you say, no, I'm not busy enough.
你说我已经很忙了。
You know, I just want to know to have peace and joy in my heart.
我只是想心里边有喜乐平安就好了。
I just want to be safe. That's it.
我只想被得救就够
了。And then I'll do my own thing.
然后做我自己的事情。
You know, every Sunday I'll come to meeting.
每个主日我来聚会。
I want to know what is good for me.
我想知道对我是什么是有益处的。
So, brother, tell me.You go somewhere else. Next time when you come, then you come to see me.
就下次你要去什么地方，你再去什么去哪里的话，你再跟我讲。
But that's why Apostle Paul weep.
所以为什么保罗他在流泪
？Because it's not easy for people to pay attention to the eternal purpose of God.
因为 对人要注意神永远的旨意是不容易的。
Yeah, this WCCC has been emphasizing this thing for more than 30 years.
这个西岸特会来强调来注重这一点已经30多年了。
We all have experienced this.
我们都有这样的经历。
And when we talk to brothers and sisters about this,
当我们跟弟兄姐妹来讲这件事情
and oftentimes they are not interested.
很多时候他们没有兴趣。
I'm busy enough.
我已经很忙了。
And there are other subjects that I should cover.
有其他的题目我可以讲。
You know, I come to my fellowship at University XYZ.
我去某个大学去那边去团契。
They don't talk about this.
他们不讲这些。
You know, I go to other places. They don't talk about this.
我去其他地方，他们也不讲。
Why do you people want to talk about?
你们为什么要讲这个
？Apostle Paul for 3 years, night and day, told these people the eternal purpose of God.
保罗三年之久，日夜流泪来讲神永远的旨意。
And to tell them what is good for them.
来讲对他们有益的有益的事情。
Not only these two things,
不仅是这两点。
Apostle Paul also said,
保罗又说
Pretty soon, you will not see me anymore.
你们就不再见我的面了。
But I want to tell you one thing.
那我要告诉你们。
Be careful.
你们要小心。
There are wolves coming from outside.
有凶暴的豺狼要进来。
They're taking you away.
他们要把你们掳去。
Be careful about them.
你们要小心他们。
And also,
而且
Be careful even among yourself.
就是在你们中间。
There are going to be people who want you to follow him.
他们要起来要让你们来跟随他。
They don't want you to follow the Lord.
他们不想让你们来跟随主。
So be careful.
你们要小心。
So when I leave, these things will happen.
当我离开这些事情都要发生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
This is why Apostle Paul weep.
这是为什么使徒保罗他流泪。
His heart is all toward God's people.
他的心是向着神的百姓。
God wants his people to be holy.
他神让百姓要来圣洁。
God wants his people to be glorious.
想让他们来有荣耀。
God wants his people to be shining.
让他们能够来发光。
God wants his people to be to pursue the Lord.
让他们来跟随来追求。
That may or may not happen here.
这里面可能或者可能不发生。
That's why he went.
他为什么他就在流泪
you know, he loved his people,
他爱神的百姓
he also loved God's purpose.
他也爱神的旨意
As we said,
像我们说的
you know, he said for 3 years and I have not shy away from telling you the whole eternal whole purpose of God
三年之久我没有把神的旨意没有向你们不说
so this is why he wept
这是为什么他流泪
you know, and he's afraid
他担心
He's afraid there are stuff from outside
从外面来的东西
takes the heart of the people away
要夺去他弟兄姐妹的心
He was also afraid
他也担心
And there are people even among ourselves
在他们其中
Who wants to lead people to follow them
要有人起来要别人都来跟随他
Not to follow God
不再跟随主
Brothers and sisters this is why he wept
这为什么他要流泪
Thank the Lord brothers and sisters
感谢主弟兄姐妹
This brother
这个弟兄
He soon left there
他就在那边。
But then, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years later, when he was in the Roman prison,
他四五年之后他在罗马的监狱里。
He wrote a letter to the Ephesians brothers.
他写了一封信给以弗所。
There he told them, what is the eternal purpose of God?
他告诉他们神永远的旨意是什么。
Fullness of time.
在日期满足的时候。
The things on heaven, the things on earth.
在天上的事情和地上的事情。
Will be headed up in Christ.
就在基督里边同归于一。
This is the purpose, eternal purpose of God.
这就是神永远的旨意。
And also his church.
又想到他的教会。
Will use his church.
神要用他的教会。
For the principalities and authorities in the air.
所以在空中执政掌权的。
To see the wisdom of God.
可以看到神百般的智慧。
Through the church.
通过教会。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
You and I have a big responsibility.
你我有一个很大的责任。
When people from outside see you and see me.
当外人来看你我的时候。
They have to see the wisdom of God.
他们要看到神百般的智慧。
In another word.
换句话说
，You and I are expression of God's glory.
你和我都是神荣耀的发表。
You and I are the testimony of God's glory.
你我是神荣耀的见证。
Apostle Paul didn't see any less than that.
使徒保罗没有看过更低于这些的。
Thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
You see here, when he wept, he sowed the seed.
当他流泪的时候，他撒种。
When the seed grew up in life.
当这个种子它成长出来
Full of the life of Christ,
满了主耶稣
become sheep,
变成禾捆
you and I became sheep,
你和我都成了一个禾捆
you and I became the the thing in the sheaf.
我们就成了合捆的其中一份子。
That is express.
就成了一个发表。
The glory of God.
发表神的荣耀。
To express the wonderfulness of the eternal purpose of God.
来发表神美好的旨意。
To express the wisdom of God.
来发表神的智慧。
So, brothers and sisters, don't look down upon yourself.
弟兄姐妹，不要低看我们自己。
Apostle Paul didn't.
保罗没有这么看。
If we all say,
如果我们都说
，If we all say no, 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 it's too hard.
这个不要太难了。
Other is too hard.
太难了。
You know what's going to happen?
什么事要发生呢
？Also, Paul is going to weep again.
保罗他又要流泪了。
Night and day.
昼夜流泪了。
So, brothers and sisters, this is Apostle Paul.
所以这个是使徒保罗。
And finally, this is Apostle John.
最后是使徒约翰。
When he wept,
他什么时候流泪呢
？Wept in Revelation.
他在启示录流泪。
In Revelation chapter 5.
第五章。
At that time. He was 90 some years old.
那个时候他90多岁。
He had gone through the whole thing.
他都经历过来。
The Lord met him in the Patmos Island.
他在那个拔摩海岛神主见到他。
And then the Lord and in spirit the Lord brought him up to the heaven.
就是从灵里边主把他提到天上。
There he saw the throne of God.
那边他看到神的宝座。
And he saw the elders,
他看到长老
and he saw the angels,
他看到天使
and then he saw in God's hand there is a scroll,
在他神手中有一卷
with the seals,
有七个印
and the angel said,
天使说
that there's no one in the whole universe that's worthy to receive the scroll and open the seal.
全宇宙当中没有一位是配得接过这个卷而且打开观看的。
You know what John did?
那约翰他做的什么呢
?He wept bitterly.
他就大哭。
Now, the Bible didn't say why he wept.
圣经没说他为什么大哭。
But right after,
之后
the angel told him,
天使跟他讲
do not weep.
不要哭了。
Look, behold,
看哪
there's the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊。
And he is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
And he is the root of David.
他是大卫的根。
And he will receive the scroll.
他要接过这卷书。
And he will open the seven seals.
他要打开七印。
Brothers and sisters, why did he weep?
他为什么大哭
？If you and I were brought to the heaven, see the scene.
如果你我被带到天上看到这一切
Are you and I going to weep?
你我会哭吗
I don't know.
我不知道
But he wept.
但他哭了
Why he weep?
为什么呢
I think.
我觉得
I think he suddenly feel.
他觉得他突然感到
You know, if the scroll is not open.
如果这卷书没有被打开
How do I know that what God wants in the future?
我怎么知道神对将来的旨意呢
How do I know that how we can overcome the Satan?
我怎么知道我们能够胜过撒旦呢
？How can we overcome God's enemy？
好，我们怎么能胜过神的仇敌呢
？How can we see our own future？
我们怎么能看到我们自己的将来呢
？And certainly there will be not the big picture of the Jerusalem coming down from heaven。
那肯定的就不会有那幅图画，基洛撒冷从天降下。
Certainly there is no picture of the wedding。Ceremony of the Lamb.
那肯定就不会有羔羊的婚宴了。
Certainly, there's no picture of the victory of God.
肯定就没有神的得胜了。
Now, I don't know whether he was thinking about this.
我不知道他会想着这些。
But I believe that must be.
但是我相信他想到。
He had been following the Lord for 90 years.
他跟随主九十多年。
The first, there were 3.5 years he was with.Christ Jesus.
三年半他与主同在。
And later he was serving the Lord.
之后他服侍主。
You know, with these other apostles.
和其他的使徒们。
And with the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵之下。
And with the God's people.
和神的百姓。
And so he knew all these things.
他知道这些。
He knew how important it is so that we can see the future.
他知道能看到将来是多么的重要。
He knew that it would be full of enemy to God.
他知道神有满有仇敌。
But God is going to overcome them.
但是神要胜过他们。
But he wants to know how am I going to be part of it?
他就说我怎么能够成为其中一份呢
？How can I be have peace?
我怎么能够有这样的平安呢
？How can I serve my God?
我怎么来服侍我的神呢
？So then I don't know what he was thinking.
我不知道他在想什么。
But he wept bitterly.
但是他那边大哭。
So dear brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，Brother Dana said one thing.
Dana 弟兄他讲过一件事情。
Glory is the heaviness in heart.
这个荣耀就是心中的一个很沉重的东西。
We don't have a heaviness in heart.
如果在我们心中没有一份重量沉重，
you probably don't see the glory of God.
你大概就没有看到神的荣耀。
But thank the Lord.
感谢主。
John has the heaviness in heart.
约翰心中有这份的分量。
And Paul had the heaviness in heart.
保罗在他心中有那份的分量。
And Peter had heaviness in heart.
彼得在他心中有这份的重量。
Think about Peter.
讲的像彼得。
Is it hard for Peter?
对保罗，对比他来说很难。
Very hard for Peter.
非常的难。
Right? Peter failed again and again and again.
他一次再一次的失败。
It's very hard.
非常的难。
The way of the cross.
十字架的道路。
But that doesn't matter.
不管怎么样。
Suffering is something he has to go. I have to go through.
那些的受苦是他必须经过的。
But there is God's glory there.
但是有神的荣耀在那里。
Something if I go on, I will please the Lord.
如果这样继续下去，我会讨我神的喜悦。
And that's the heart of Peter.
这是彼得的心智。
And that's the heart of David.
这是大
Paul.
保罗的心智。
And that certainly is the heart of John.
也是约翰的心智。
So dear brothers and sisters, I think I have to close.
我想我时间到了。
Now the important thing is this thing, brothers and sisters.
重点是。
Even today,
今天呢,
we have seen wonderful brothers.
我们看到没, 我们的弟兄们,
you know, this brother Washman Nee,
尼托生弟兄,
he wrote a song called Bethany.
他, 写了一首诗歌叫自伯大尼。
Yeah, it's from Bethany.
自伯大尼。
I think all of you have sang that song before.
我想我们之前都唱过。
Now, the brother said this.
我们的弟兄他说
he said this.
他
he said, Lord, since you have gone,
自从你走了之后
there's emptiness in me.
在我里边有这样一个空
虚 there's nothing can fill.
没有什么能够充满
Then every time I think of you,
每一次我想到你
I hope you can come back quickly.
我希望你很快就回来
And every time I think about over generations,
我想到这历世历代
there are saints waiting for you.
有这么多的圣徒来等候你
waiting for you to appear.
等候你显现
Lord, we are here waiting for you.
主啊，我们在这边来等候你
We want you to see you.
我们想要见你
So many years in our fellowship.
我们这么多年一起聚会
There was an elder brother
有一个老
by the name of Lin,
有一个林老弟兄
And he went to the Lord already
他已经与主去那主那里去了
Every Sunday
每个主日
If somebody called this song 156
如果有人点这首诗歌
And he will weep
他就会流泪
And I could see it from a distance
我从远处我都可以看得见
And a couple of times a year
每年两次
Brother Stephen went throughour place.
我们的江弟兄会来我们聚会。
And then every time when we break bread together.
每一次我们来拨饼。
And if some brother and some sister called a song 156.
如果有弟兄或者姊妹点156首。
I can see from a distance.
我就从远处可以看到。
My brother wept every time.
我们的弟兄每次就流泪。
So, brothers and sisters.
为弟兄姐妹们。
Yeah. There were saints over the years.
有这么多
Saints after generation after generation.
一代又一代这么多的圣徒
Lord, they are waiting for you.
他们在主啊他们在等你
Lord, we are waiting for you too.
主我们也在等你
Without you being here.
如果你不在我们当中
Just empty.
我们就是虚空
Lord, come.
主啊愿你再来
So this is that.
这个就是这样
And this brother Stephen.
我们的史蒂凡
2014. A year
2014年
When this is in the Far East Conference in Taipei.
在台北的远东侍奉聚会。
He was 100 years old.
他一百岁了。
The third message he gave.
他的第三堂的信息。
Yeah. He said, "This morning I woke up."
就说今天早上我醒来。
I thought that we, the elder ones, need the prayers.Of brothers and sisters.
我就觉得我们这些年长的需要弟兄姐妹们为我们祷告。
So oftentimes we pray for the younger brothers and sisters.
我们经常为年轻的祷告。
But we really need the brothers and sisters to pray for us, for the older ones.
但是我们真是需要弟兄姐妹们为年长的来祷告。
We cannot become not fresh in the spirit.
我们不能在灵里面不新鲜。
We cannot slow down.
我们不能慢下来。
We cannot be idle.
我们不能就在那边停止不动。
And when he said that,
当他说这些
he wept.
他就流泪。
Probably two or three minutes.
大概两三分钟的时间。
It was so hard.
很难。
I was translating for him.
我给他翻译。
He was 100 years old.
他100岁。
I was 70.
我七十岁。
I don't believe when he talked about older brother and sister, he meant me.
我不认为他说年长的弟兄姐妹，他包括我。
But I couldn't translate for him.
但是我就不能翻译下去了。
Because he's so heavy inside.
因为里面有如此的沉重。
His heart is with brothers and sisters.
他的心是和弟兄姐妹们在一起。
He wants the older brothers and sisters to still be fresh in the spirit.
他还是希望年长的弟兄姐妹们灵里面有新鲜。
He said, why people say I'm old?
为什么说
I have so, I'm so advanced in age?
为什么我这么年长？
I know why I'm so, I'm so, I have so many years.
我知道我为什么有这么多的年岁。
Because I learn so slowly.
因为我学得太慢了。
God still have lesson for me to learn.
神还是让我要学习功课。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们
he wept.
他流泪。
And we all wept.
我们都哭了。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们感谢主。
Weeping draws us really close to the Lord.
我们流泪就使我们与主亲近。
And the weeping is not for ourselves.
我们流泪不是为我们自己。
Weeping is for the purpose of God.
流泪是为主的旨意。
And weeping is because of brothers and sisters.
我们流泪是因为弟兄姐妹们。
And weeping is thank the Lord that he has given me a way of the cross.
我们流泪是因为感谢主他给我们这条十字架的道路。
So that my life will not be meaningless.
所以我们的一生就不会是没有意义。
My life will not be wasted.
我们一生就不会被浪费掉。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at these things,
我们看这些事情的时候
you know, when we read the Bible,
我们读圣经的时候
the Bible is not only a book of words.
圣经不只是一卷 一些字句而已。
It is also a book of blood and tears.
是满了血满了泪的。
It is the experience of so many people.
有这么多人他们的经历。
They have seen the glory of the Lord.
他们看到神的荣耀。
And they want to follow the Lord.
他们要跟随主。
They are willing to walk the way of the cross.
他们愿意走十字架的道路。
Thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
They are not only follow the Lord.
他们不仅来跟随主。
They are a real blessing to people around them.
他们也真成为他们周围的人真正的祝福。
So we thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
So I pray that the story of these people in the past.
我想这些过去的人他们的经历。
Because they sow in tears.
他们流泪撒种。
Now you and I can be the sheaf.
那我们今天就成了这种禾捆。
You and I have a heart to seek the Lord.
我们有心来追求。
So may the Lord really inspire us.
求神来激励我们。
So that we are also willing to sow in tears.
那我们今天也愿意流泪撒种。
So one of these days we become a blessing to others.
那我们今天再就可以成为别人的祝福。
And then shaft the sheaves that other people.
那使别人成为禾捆。
As Isaiah said,
像以赛亚说
This Redeemer come to Zion.
当救赎主来到西安。
And he will make Zion an eternal excellence.
他要使西安成为永远的荣华。
And the joy from generation to generation.
成为累代的喜乐。
So let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we just entrust these words to you.
主，我们把这些的话都交在你的手中。
Lord, we are so poor, so unable to express the wonderful things you did in the past.
主，我们真是说不尽你过去所做的事情。
And the Lord, yes, there are pain.
主，真是，当然是有痛苦。
Of course there were sorrow.
当然也有悲哀。
Of course there were mistakes.
当然也有错误。
Of course there were failure.
也有失败。
But Lord, you never mind.
但是主啊，你却不在乎。
You want to lift us up to follow you.
主啊，你要提拔我们来跟随你。
Sow in tears.
我们流泪撒种。
And reap in joy.
我们却欢呼收割。
And also make sheaves in the future.
我们将来要有这样禾捆。
So Lord, we thank you.For having given this kind of expectation to us.
主啊，我们感谢你对我们对我们有这样的期待。
Lord, bless my dear brothers and sisters.
主啊，求你祝福我的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially my younger brothers.
尤其我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢你主。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.